Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, you health renaissance people. Yes, today, and this is exciting. Does disease exist, or is it adaptation? Okay, the cool thing is we do an apprenticeship program. It's the last Thursday every month on Dr. BVIP, and we've gone through the basic anatomy and neurology, so people know what the autonomic nervous system is. Then we went through breathing and respiration. This past class was on kidney, liver, and spleen, and so I told everybody at the start of the class, if anybody could come up with a disease that's an actual disease and not really a weakened immune system response or an adaptation, beautiful, let me know. So let's look at this. Okay, disease or adaptation. But first, you've got to watch last week's Highwire, and it's Del Bigtree. The website is thehighwire.com. Okay, watch the episode. Majid Nawaz is just brilliant, detailing out a lot of what's going on with our government, with our society. Now, tonight, the censored portion is going to be on enslavement. Now, you might think enslavement sounds too harsh, but it is what is happening. Okay, and there is that he details out the agenda in a brilliant fashion. Plus, he's got a cool British accent. But, the guy has been around. He's been around the block. And this is one of the few people on the planet that really speaks from authority when he talks about radicalism and the takeover of our world. The guy is just brilliant. So let's look at this. Now, think of the most common ills that people are suffering from. Are they diseases or are they adaptations? And what's frustrating is when you realize that the people in authority and the people in authority now have lost their credibility, and they are losing their credibility more and more each day. If you know anything about, what happened way back in 2019, and I know that's 3 years ago, but we were going to do, there was a scenario that ran up that was preparation for the pandemic, and this was December 2019. And it was on the SPARS epidemic, and this happened to be a corona-type virus started in pig farms. Now, this was all a scenario at the end of 2019 in preparation for this activity or this exercise. And when you read Deborah Burke's book, which I really don't recommend because it's, just evil and lies, but she talks about how she had to work and manipulate the President Trump into changing, just 2 weeks for the curve. So this is an insane society we're living in, and we're going to cover that in the second half. But this half, let's look at the insanity of disease. Okay, now think of this. If I stood on your foot, would your blood pressure go up? More than likely, because it's going to hurt. Okay, if you had some neurologic damage and couldn't feel me standing on your foot, you might wonder why I'm standing so close. But if you have any kind of pain, blood pressure is going to go up. Now, when people say, ooh, high blood pressure causes headaches, that is not true. Otherwise, there would be warnings on every gym equipment around. But pain will cause high blood pressure. So a headache can cause the blood pressure to go up, but high blood pressure won't cause a headache. So any doctor that doesn't understand that, they can give me a call. Because remember, these doctors are pharmaceutically trained. They're not common sense trained. And just think of it. High cholesterol, cancer. Is cancer from stress and adaptation and toxic exposure? Multiple sclerosis, is that stress and toxic exposure? Just look at all the possibilities. So we're going to go over some case studies tonight that are really, really interesting, and I think you'll like listening to them. And I'm going to explain some of the bizarre things that patients have told me that their doctors have said. So for one, we've got three stressors, physical, chemical, and emotional. All three affect the body the same way. That means if you're emotionally stressed because you just lost your job because of a forced medical procedure, which actually is coming back. I mean, when you, that there was in, I think it was Indiana, a $10 million lawsuit that the employees won against the hospital. And they said because they didn't honor the lockdown or the religious exemption that was part of their freedom of expression, being an American, that they didn't need a forced medical procedure without informed consent. So it's kind of exciting. Just know that physical, chemical, and emotional stress cause the body to react in the same fashion. It will elevate your heart rate, elevate blood sugar, elevate cholesterol, thicken up blood, release stress hormones, shut down the thyroid, shut down blood supply to the gut. So these are all normal, natural responses. And we measure that automatic nervous system or autonomic nervous system utilizing heart rate variability. And it's very, very clear, very, very accurate, and it's fun to measure before and after. So just knowing that, let's just say that understanding, okay, that your body is self-healing, self-regulating, and it doesn't really require anything, you know. And so blood pressure is going to go up and down. Cholesterol is going to go up and down. So let's find out what causes it to do that, okay? And that's why we measure the nervous system. So I had a patient, okay, and this is, I just saw her yesterday. She still doesn't want to get adjusted. She's afraid of the adjustments. But she's got intelligence to say, hey, look, there's something not right here. Okay, so if you have numbness and tingling, okay, and we take an x-ray, and numbness and tingling of the arm or numbness and tingling of the foot, it's all the same thing. This gal had a crush injury in her neck. Very, very common. You get somebody that's alive over half a century, you're going to see a whiplash trauma, and what happens is the discs have a horrible blood supply. They get their nutrients through movement. And if there's a trauma, bam, okay, that tightens up the muscles to limit the motion. The tight muscles decrease nutrients to the disc. That decreased nutrients to the disc causes the disc to lose disc height, and that causes stenosis or narrowing. But also, it becomes unstable because that disc is a ligament, and that instability is going to cause the bone to change its shape to increase the surface area to stabilize that segment. And this is why you see bone spurs, you see a bunch of things. It's just, it's really interesting that this gal, she's choosing to get a different type of chiropractic care. And there's a lot of different chiropractic types of care out there. For me, I like correction. I like to be able to take an x-ray, you know, do a series of therapies, exercises, adjustments, take another x-ray to document that you're actually fixing the problem. And so I got an opportunity to check her x-ray 3 years ago, in 2019, pre-insanity. And now, and it's so interesting to see the disc start to get slightly compressed, to see the bones start to change in a little worse fashion. Because, I mean, I'm used to doing before and after and seeing it get better. And it's interesting because the doctor told this patient something that is really stupid. They did what's called a nerve conduction velocity test. And this is, you know, they're sticking a needle or a pad on the body. They go away from the body and they pass electricity down through to see if the nerve has good integrity. Well, they're not looking at the different body position, body posture. They're not bending the person forward or backward. And so this doctor, in her brilliance, said numbness and tingling in the foot had to do with an artery. Okay, and I told her, I said, well, that doesn't make any sense. Arteries can do two things. They can constrict or limit blood flow. They can dilate or increase blood flow. And there's certain conditions. One's got reflex sympathetic dystrophy, where that the foot will get really hot, red, and tender, or it'll get cold, blue, and painful. Okay, so it has that rebound effect. So blood flow will cause it to be hot or cold, okay, not numb and tingling. Numb and tingling, that's a sensation that has to do with the nerves. So it's just interesting that the doctor would not be looking at the structure, knowing that all of the nerves that supply that foot come out of the base of the spine. Plus, this girl had actually bunion formation, and so we know that that's associated with the pelvis. But it's so interesting that discs are alive. Joints are alive, and they need movement in order to get nutrients to the joint. So think of this. You get a trauma. Bam, okay, that means the spine has been knocked out of alignment, maybe strained a muscle or something. The nerves, 90% of the nerves that come out that spine, there's no pain fibers. So that's going to tighten up the muscles. This is why you're going to have a stiff back, stiff neck, stiff mid-back, whatever, after a trauma, because your body is spasming that out to limit motion to in order for the body to heal. Now, if that healing or that damage isn't corrected, then the body will lose nutrients to that, and then the body will change that shape of that bone. And they call it degenerative disc disease or degenerative joint disease, which is not diseases. It's really an adaptation. It's in, you got to figure DJD, degenerative joint disease, and DDD, degenerative disc disease. Those are end result of a trauma, even though they're called diseases. They are not diseases. Now, also, looking at this one gal's x-ray, before and after, and there's a significant rotation at T1 through T4. Significant. Now, this is increase in stress, and this is literally how stress kills. Under physical, chemical, or emotional stress, the liver's got to work harder and harder and harder to process these stress hormones. Just like in the movies, if you irritate the diaphragm on the left where the heart is, the diaphragm is connected to the left trapezius. So this is why in heart attacks you get left jaw, left arm, left shoulder pain. All of these things indicate possible cardiac issues. Well, the liver's the same thing on the right trapezius. So gallbladder issues can trigger out the right trapezius spasms. Liver issues can trigger it. And the liver is also considered the emotion organ. So any physical, chemical, or emotional stress is going to increase the tone of that right trap. Now, this is literally how stress kills, because under consistent stress, again, remember, physical, chemical, emotional stress, your body responds the same to all three. So when you see this massive rotation that wasn't there 3 years earlier, we know that this person's been under some type of physical, chemical, or emotional stress. And sure enough, that stress response eventually can pull that T1 through T4, which is the top of the thoracic area, over more and more. Because remember, I'm looking at the sympathetic nerve supply to the heart. If that nerve pressure becomes greater and greater and greater, eventually the sympathetics are going to fire a charge down to the heart, putting the heart in ventricular fibrillation, stopping the heart. And that's literally how stress kills. And so when we see a rotation, about 60-70% of the time it's going to be to the right, 30-40% it's to the left, but it's always in that area because those are the nerves that supply that heart. So hugely important that you look at that. Now, it's interesting when we look at, and just to bring up, this case, numbness and tingling in the foot, if you know the nerves that come out of the spine, that supply that foot, come out of the base of the spine, and do you think, taking an x-ray, that you might see a compression there, and maybe you would suppose that or propose that if there's an alteration of biomechanics, that if you move this in a normal fashion, you may have nerve compression. Well, that's exactly what's happening. Common sense doesn't work. Now, it's interesting because we did measure, and her stress level is up as well. Think of this. What doctors should know, and actually what some doctors already do know, there's an innate inborn intelligence in the body. The body is self-healing and self-regulating. 97 to 99% of all disease-like symptoms are really in an adaptive response to physical, chemical, and emotional stress. And you could talk about genetics, but the biggest thing is genetic expression. And genetic expression, you got to figure, the old saying is genes load the gun, but genetic expression pulls the trigger. So you literally can express or suppress genes based on your perception of the environment. And you perceive your environment through the nervous system. Now, we're in a system that is completely segmental and completely separated. And with all of the censorship now, and believe it or not, I still have relatives that say, censorship? Really? What are they censoring? Because they're not censoring CNN, okay? So any type of health alternative. And remember that in 2019, they fined a chiropractor in Canada $100,000 in because she was talking about how people should have freedom of choice of vaccines. And if you don't think that you should have freedom of choice of your own bodily integrity, there's a FEMA camp waiting for you, and you're going to be really happy to put your neighbors in it. No. Particularly when you know the insanity and the fear surrounding this new curve vaccine, okay, it doesn't prevent infection or transmission. You can see that from every world leader, like Trudeau, Biden. I hate to call Biden a world leader, but he is elected, kind of. But all these guys that are double boosted, triple boosted, fully vaxxed, and they're all coming down with illness. So it doesn't prevent infection or transmission. That was known 2 years ago, and it's forced on you. If you're okay with that, then there is something wrong. Okay, please listen to the high wire. Del Big Tree, listen to all of my stuff, and hopefully we can deprogram you. But modern healthcare is completely dysfunctional. And then I'm going to bring up a couple of cases that we did before and after we could see improvements. Before and after you can see improvement, that's kind of cool. And when you think about it, there's a great article out of the Journal of Hypertension. And this was, the title of the article is Atlas Vertebrae Realignment and Achieving Arterial Pressure Goal in Hypertension, a pilot study. And they said that adjusting C1, the top bone of the neck, was consistent, had a consistent effect in the body as of a true two-drug combination. And, you know, obviously that's probably a medical doctor talking because you figure most blood pressure drugs damage the kidneys and that has long-term negative effect on how the body works, where chiropractic adjustment is releasing pressure off the central nervous system, allowing the human body to function correctly. So I'll take removing interference and having the body function correctly anytime. Here's another study, and this study went on for 5 years, and they had 44 MS, multiple sclerosis patients, and 37 Parkinson's disease patients. And you had, and you're talking 81 patients there, okay, and 91% of the MS patients showed improvement, 92% of the Parkinson's showed improvement. Why would that be? Because you're changing the way the brain communicates. But this is over a five-year period. This is not short-term. So then I got to bring up this other case. We saw her in 2015. She comes back in 2022. Now she fell. She's a flight attendant, hurt her wrist. And she went to one doctor, and the doctor said, well, your wrist bone is too long, the ulnar. We're going to cut about an inch of it off to alleviate the pressure because we can't get to the torn tissue that's in between the two bones. And you might think, wait a second, this gal made it over half a century just fine. She fell, and she now has pain in her wrist that isn't healing. Because I tell people, it's not that you had the pain, it's not that you had the trauma, it's why aren't you healing? Now, we went in, did before and after x-rays, and found that there was some damage. But I'm x-raying her neck and her mid-thoracic area. I'm not x-raying her wrist, because that, you could see that the x-ray was negative. It's a soft tissue injury. And sure enough, you might think, wait, the doctor is really going to remove part of her ulnar bone in order to alleviate pressure? Won't that alter the mechanics? Yeah, of course it is. It's insane. Then she had another doctor that said, hey, look, I'm going to inject this with a steroid. Now, is that smart? Well, knowing that the steroids destroy joint cartilage, it's going to damage the tissue. She may feel better, but, you know, it just doesn't make any sense because they're not looking at why. So if you haven't lost faith in the medical system, in your government, in the interventions, keep you safe and protected because it's only 2 weeks to flatten the curve, okay, you will be losing your faith in the system when they initiate the next lockdown for monkeypox, okay, which affects 99% of the time homosexual males. So if you're into the next lockdown, you won't want to change your view. But you've got the allopathic model, and this is, again, a change in belief systems. Now remember, the current medical system believes that medications are for symptoms, vaccinations prevent disease, and there's no individuality. One size fits all. Okay, the vitalistic support means it's like a quantum physics view, that your body is self-healing and self-regulating. Okay, do you believe with that or not? Okay, do you believe that health, you could do vitamins, exercise, diet, and so you support symptoms. If you have a fever, you feed the fever. You give them healthy nutrients. You give them a tepid sponge bath. If you have a cough or a cold, you give them expectorants, such as pleurisy root. Okay, individualized support therapy, so it's not one size fits all. So which do you prefer? Everybody's the same, no individuality, one size fits all. Let the government decide, or do you want to decide your own supportive therapies? Well, you know, I kind of go with that. Now, you might say, well, this is crazy that no doctor would ever say shorten a bone in your wrist. I had another patient, and this was a couple of years before, 65 years old, wrist pain for 5 years. Now, she had high blood pressure, headaches, anxiety, insomnia. She's taken seven medications. Okay, we're talking three non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, the thyroid medication, an allergy medication, and two high blood pressure medications. So lots. And the medical doctor said, one of your wrist bones is too long. We need to shorten it. And again, you might think, where's the common sense? If she made it 65 years, why would she have to have it shortened now? Are they going to look at anything else, like the reverse curve in her neck or the nerve supply? Understand the body is going to adapt. Now, one of the things that we do a lot here in the clinic is we're going to look at feet. Why? Because when we get somebody, say, with a bunion formation or altered biomechanics, you get a bunion, that means you've got compromised nerve supply to the foot. Does that mean that you're walking healthy or you're walking inconsistent? Well, more than likely, it's going to mean your gait is off, and that means your pelvis is off. If your pelvis is off, that's half of the parasympathetic nervous system. So resting, digesting, and repairing are going to be a problem. So when we get somebody tumors, cysts, or fibroids, okay, and this is going to be an adaptation to a toxic environmental influence, but it also means that the pelvis is going to be off. You're going to have compromised function of the tissue of the ovaries, uterus, pelvic area. And that this is just basic common sense. If every time you take a step, that foot is not cushioned, that there is not a coiled spring there, then you got a problem. And when you see the big toe leaning way off to the side to the other toes, yeah, this is a significant issue because it means when you're walking, you're not walking correctly. So is there a solution to flat feet? Absolutely. Is there a solution to bunions? Absolutely. Number one, you got to restore the nerve supply from the low back down to the feet, okay? And it's, and how you do that is you look at the bending films, okay? You look at literally how the body is working. So we take lumbar bending films, we take stress x-rays, and once you identify the problem, then beautiful, you get somebody walking barefoot in the grass or the hard sand. You do toe curling exercises, but you cannot do those exercises until you correct the problem. So you have got to look at the pelvis, look at the lumbar, look at the thoracic, look everywhere. Okay, it's vitally important. And you know, just imagine you have an ovarian cyst, uterine cyst, and the doctor says, well, here, take these hormones or let's remove it. And then you have another doctor that says, wow, your body is actually forming the tumors, walling it off based on environmental toxins. Let's actually find out if your pelvis is unstable, if your body, what type of toxins you're exposed to, or eating a lot of fast food. Could it be a bromelain? Could it be BPA? Are you eating that large predatory fish? So could it be heavy metal poisoning? Do you have dental amalgams? Again, heavy metal poisoning. Have you had antibiotics in the past, which is a poisonous mold, which can cause tumor formation? So you look at the cause. So it requires a detective to do this. Do you have a doctor that says, yeah, you've got ovarian or uterine fibroids, bam, let's cut it out. You've got a bad doctor. So when we talk about the five keys to healing, proper nerve supply, exercise, nutrition, sufficient rest and prayer and meditation, listen to that. That's going to be huge. Okay, and please, please look this guy up. Del Bigtree, the High Wire, Majid Nawaz, MAAJIDNAWAZ. And I'd encourage you to sign up for his work because it's really good. But let me read this quote off of his site. Quote, "We come with critical thinking in search of truth to defend human dignity in a new age, in solidarity, in peace, and for justice. Be real and be radical." I mean, let's get goosebumps. Let's change this world because that... and I got to tell you, if you're not going to be involved in the change, somebody else will be. If you're not going to be involved in your health, somebody else will be. Okay, so it is incredibly vital that you take charge of your health and your world. Now, I'm going to give a little bit because, and this is a little insight into the lecture on the censored portion. There's 10 points to enslavement of our world. Number one, they're setting you up to lose faith in the government. This is election integrity, censorship, and leadership. Are you losing faith in our government? Food shortages. This is make people fearful so they give up security for food. They're crashing the economy to devaluate fiat currency, which means this is going to shut down everything. So that means pensions, everything. They're going to shut down businesses again to decrease the gross domestic product, and then they're going to print more money to, again, they want to crash the fiat currency. They've closed churches, mosques, and synagogues, and they're going to try and do it again because this devalues life, and it changes the spiritual nature of life to commoditize people. They're eliminating the sacred aspects of life, like sexualizing children, cannibalism, gender confusion, changing the language. Power outages are coming, weaponizing climate change. The World Health Organization just joined the UN. Okay, and all of this stuff is the Great Reset. So we are going to change this world. We're going to be wake up, be aware, and get all our neighbors aware. This is Dr. John Bergman. God bless you, and I love you.